butcher, Mr. Taylor, has taken his wife to Arizona to convalesce. We're all sorry to lose him, particularly so close to graduation exercises. But fortunately, we've been able to persuade Mrs. Rogers to fill in for him. You'll find her an excellent substitute. And I know you'll all offer her your cooperation. Mrs. Rogers, may I introduce you to the Cartersville Senior English Class.
Hello, everybody.
Now, don't let her appearance fool you. She can be a tough customer. Shall I introduce your students to you individually, Mrs. Rogers?
Oh, let's skip formalities. We'll all get to know each other soon enough, Mr. Birch.
Well, then I'll leave the class in your capable hands. Good morning, Mrs. Rogers.
I hope it will be.
Hello, Mr. Birch.
Oh, hello, Jenny. How's your father?
Oh, just fine.
Well, give him my regards.
I sure will.
Prince of Pow.
Oh, he's a good square, Rocky.
Where'd he dig up this chick, Bill?
Right out of 6 feet under. Oh, we're going to have a ball.
All right, boys and girls. May I have your attention, please?
Oh, man. Dig the approach. Speaker of the House. She's got to go.
Just leave that to the mama chick, Rocky boy. We'll find her without a trace.
Now, it's going to take a little time for all of us to get acquainted, and there isn't much time left. So, I'm going to ask all of you to do a scene for me, not over 1,000 words, under the title, My Most Unforgettable Experience.
Oh, brother, thumbnail psychology.
Make it a hangnail. Is that an extra assignment, Miss Rogers?
No, we'll drop one book report to make up for it.
Oh, good.
Well, I just don't know if I understand.
Well, there's no mystery. I want to know all I can about each of you as fast as possible, so I'm asking you to tell me what's the most important thing that's happened to you. What sort of thing affects you most? Where your interests lie. Are you listening to me? Aren't you the one that asked the question?
Hmm?
You asked me a question, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Isn't it a little difficult to hear the answer with a transistor radio in your ear?
Oh, no. I like to do more than one thing at a time. Don't you?
Quiet, please. What's your name, please?
Jenny. Jenny Fredericks.
Well, Jenny, I'll tell you. I find I'm not ambivalent. I function best doing only one thing at a time, so may I have the radio?
Oh, you want to jump, too? That's boss, Teach. All I do is pull the earplug and we all rock.
Hey, let's try.
Now, let's simmer down.
What are you going to do with my radio?
The term is impound. To shut up as in a pound, to place in custody. You may have your radio back after class.
Miss Rogers?
Mrs.
I'm sorry. Mrs. Rogers, is it all right if I pull the blind down? The sun's in my eyes.
Hey, yes, Pete, same here.
If you want.
Oh, gee, thanks. I missed.
Oh, TV, too.
It doesn't matter.
Now, suppose we forget the blinds and the sun till the end of the period.
Oh. Well, couldn't we call the janitor to fix them? It's hard to concentrate.
It won't be if you listen to me. And you're going to. That's what I'm here for, as you're going to find out.
You want to bet?
On you, not on her. She's dead, even if she don't know it.
Just leave her to me, Rock. This is my pigeon.
There's the bell. First period over.
Can I have my radio now, Miss Rogers?
It's Mrs. Rogers, Jenny.
Oh, pardon me. You look more like a miss to me.
You find that line amusing? I prefer to take it as a compliment. Oh, what's your name?
Rocky Gerard.
Well, Mr. Gerard, I wonder if you'd leave Ginny and me alone.
I'll see you down by the lockers with the rest of the gang. Hey, rev it up, huh, Jim, babe?
Sure. What'd you want, Miss Rogers?
I'll tell you what I want, Ginny. I don't want to fight you students. I want to help you.
You want to cry on somebody's shoulder, why pick on me?
Oh, I'm not crying. I'm holding out an olive branch. I'd like to be friends. Look, Ginny, I realize a substitute teacher is fair game, but You're too mature for show-off nonsense.
Oh, gee, I didn't mean to showboat. I single me out.
I don't have to, Ginny. You stand up. You know your position in this class. Wherever you lead, the others will follow.
Well, I can't be responsible for all the other kids.
Well, I'm asking you to take that responsibility. Because this class is in trouble. I've been all over your records, and as of this moment, not one of you could come even near passing your English final.
You mean you're going to flunk us all?
I mean I'm going to break my back in the weeks we have left to see that all of you get through. But that means cutting out all the hacking around, putting your back into it, too. I'd like you to pass the word around.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
If we pull together, we can make it. Oh, here's your radio.
Thanks a hunk.
Well, I'm glad we had this talk.
Yeah, me too. Be seeing you.
We are going to buckle down and work together, aren't we?
What'd you say?
I said we do have a bargain. I warn you, Ginny, if I have to do it by being tough, that's the way I'll be.
Sorry, Peach. You're just not getting through to me.
You mean she threatened to flunk the whole class?
Oh, come on, Johnny Anders, boy. What kind of loser are you? She wouldn't dare.
Rocky's right. This dried-up old prune comes waltzing in here trying to make a splash and get back on the payroll. Big deal.
Yeah, but look, I want to graduate.
What are you scared of, punk? You have a big brain.
It's been a crazy year, Rock. Mr. Taylor's been so worried about his wife, we've been having a ball. Ah, but we didn't learn much.
Jolly Charlie was a good joke. You know, we ought to have him back.
With exams coming up.
What do you want to be? Teacher's pet? Run out and the rest of us?
It isn't that. I want to graduate.
No, you'll graduate. If old Rough and Ready Roger steps out of line, I'll get Dad to lean a little weight. He's on the school board. He could get her bounced just like that.
So cool it, will you, Anders? Ginny's right. I'm not going to beat my brains out these last few weeks not to set up that old hen. Now, are you with us, Johnny boy?
Well, I guess. I don't want to be alone.
Boss, Dad.
Okay, well, what's the scheme?
No sweat. We just go like we've been going. And if Roger Dodger tries to interfere, just follow me and we'll turn her off. Who needs her?
You don't have to make my breakfast in the morning.
Well, I like to be at school early, Joe. Besides, I don't want you all to the store without a good, solid meal in your stomach.
Mm. What time did you finally get to bed last night?
Oh, I don't know. 2 or 3. I was correcting scenes.
Mm. How were they?
Oh. Let's not talk about that.
Not so good, huh? I don't know what gets into kids these days.
Maybe if we had some of our own, we'd know better.
Marge, honey, don't let that affect you.
How can I dodge it? It's my fault.
No, it's nobody's fault.
If I hadn't lost David, found I could never have another child.
I thought if you were busy, you wouldn't feel that way. That's why I let you go back into this teaching racket.
It isn't a racket, Joe. At least it shouldn't be.
Well, it hasn't brought you any rewards since you've been back.
It will. It's got to. They need me.
I don't know, Marge. Kids today, you know, most times I'm glad we never had any. They live in another world.
Maybe. But we have to get them ready for our world, Joe.
Mm.
Eventually, they have to live in the one we made for them. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's the only real one. And somehow, some way, the teachers have to prepare them for it.
Mm. Well, that bunch you're saddled with, well, they're not worth it.
They've got to be, dear. If I fail as a teacher, I'm worth nothing. For their sake and mine, I've got to succeed. Two weeks ago, when I first came here, I gave a theme assignment. Since then, the themes have been dribbling in, one at a time. I've waited to grade them until the final one was in. I read it last night.
Hey, Teach, can we pull down the blinds, keep the sun out of our eyes?
If it's bothering you, I'll pull them down. I've learned from experience they need a careful hand.
Rocky, did you gimmick the shade?
Too right. Watch it go.
So, I suppose none of us is perfect. And, perhaps we're better off with a little light on today's subject. This is a sad little collection of rehashed papers the class handed in. All except two. One by John Anders, which marked on a curve in this class merits A+. The other, a really stunning piece of work by Jenny Fredericks. At least her name was signed to it.
You didn't like my paper, Miss Rogers?
Suppose I asked the class to decide that, Jenny. Would you care to read it to them?
Why not?
Well, I don't believe you'd have the gall.
Try me.
All right, I'll call you bluff. This is headed, My Most Unforgettable Experience by Jenny Fredericks. You can take it from there.
You're sure you want me to read this out loud?
I challenge you to.
You asked for it. My most unforgettable experience follows. The lush dark green of hyacinth were a sea, with buds rising like pale corn, and the columbines were unfolding their ink purple ruches. He was in his shirt sleeves, letting the hens out of the coops. You see, I've come. I see it, he said, looking at her with faint amusement. Shall us go in the hut?
That will be enough.
Oh, but we're just getting to the interesting part.
Well, it's available to the class if they want to read it. In Lady Chatterley's Lover. Or, are you going to claim you wrote this purple prose?
Oh, of course not. I was only quoting my most unforgettable experience. It was reading this book.
Well, when you're using another author's works, don't you put them in quotation marks?
Oh, gee, I guess I forgot. Well, I suppose I just figured anyone would know I couldn't write words back.
But you did, including the ones you didn't read aloud. You typed them out deliberately.
Are you accusing me of cheating?
Whatever I'm accusing you of will be done in the principal's office, where we're going right now to have this out. The rest of the class is dismissed.
I think you're making a little too much of this, Mrs. Rogers.
I don't know, Mr. Burt. If I can't prevail against this unruly child, the discipline of the whole class goes out the window.
You did force this extra assignment on them.
I had to get to know them. I thought it would be a way to get us closer together.
Well, it doesn't seem to have worked that way.
Only because of Jenny Fredericks.
I'm afraid I can't tolerate any teacher holding a grudge against a particular student.
I don't have any grudge against her. She's far and away the most brilliant student in the class, but where she leads, the other kids follow.
Well, there never was any trouble with this class under Chuck Taylor.
I'm not saying anything against him. His wife was dying. He couldn't give this class the attention it needed. But, Mr. Burke, I tell you, these kids are not ready to pass a final examination. In all honesty, I couldn't okay them.
So, what do you suggest?
I want Jenny disciplined, sent home for the balance of the week. I want my authority established. You give me that club, and I'll give you a senior class that can graduate.
You're very sure of yourself.
I have to be. Since I came back to teach, I find that this is my whole reason for being.
Very well. I have to support my teachers. We'll discipline Miss Fredericks. But her father isn't going to like it.
In the long run, he'll thank us for
it. I hope so. He's a powerful man in this town. But if you can't control your class from now on, Mrs. Rogers, you'll have to take the consequences.
I'll accept that, Mr. Burke.
Bunch of crazy kids in an open car, carrying some kind of package.
Did you read what that card said, Joe?
Yes, the rotten little...
Roger, stay home! We want Jenny back! Rogers, you...
Why, that lousy little punk, I'll break his head.
No, Joe, stay out of this.
Ginny, yes!
I don't want you to get hurt.
I can't stand by and let my wife get hurt.
Just my feelings. I can stand a little damage. If only those kids realize that they're hurting themselves. Throwing away an education. Bring them to their senses.
I know who. The police. I'm going to call them.
No, Joe. There's a better way. I'll take care of it at school.
What do you mean you're going back after this?
It's my job. I haven't finished it yet.
Mrs. Rogers, what you've done is completely unreasonable. Oh, I admit you've had some provocation, but you have absolutely no right to fail a whole class out of a personal pique.
I gave the class a final examination on Monday and corrected the papers that same night. Not one of them made a passing grade.
But that means they can't graduate.
They're not ready to. That's why I flunked them.
But you can't fail a whole class. Why, you have this whole town up in arms.
Our job is to educate the children. There's still time to repair some of the damage if we get cooperation from them and their parents. I'm fighting for the future of these kids. I want them decently prepared for the world they're going to have to make. Do I have to do it alone?
No, Mrs. Rogers. You won't have to worry about it anymore. I'm suspending you as of now. I'll take over the class myself and give them an examination they can pass. In spite of you, we're going to have... We have to have a graduating this year at Cartersville High.
Honey?
Hello, Joe. What are you doing home so early?
Oh, I left the store with Herman. I went by the graduation exercises at the school.
You did? What was it like, Joe? I guess all graduations are alike.
Yeah, pretty much, I suppose. They were all so young and eager and nice. You'd have been very proud.
Don't, Joe. All I do is sit here and wonder if I was wrong after all. What right had I to stand in their way?
Honey, you wanted the best for them.
And everyone turned his back on me. I'm not much of a teacher. If one, only one, had understood what I was trying to do for him.
I said you had reason to be proud. There was one. A boy named John Anders who turned down his diploma because he thought he didn't deserve it.
What?
I brought him home with me. He's waiting to see you. He wants you to tutor him this summer. He wants to buy the kind of world that you'd like to build. He wants to be ready for it. Now, aren't you proud?
Oh, Joe.
Even Mr. Burke has had a change of heart. He'd like to see you about a permanent appointment next year. Now, he's no fool, Marge, but in his position, he had to make concessions. He knows that the ends we want to accomplish have to start with beginnings. Will you see him?
Well, that's for next year, Joe. Right now, I want to talk to John Anders. If I can help him, then I can start believing in myself again. A teacher is only as good as her faith. Thank God I have it back again.
Theater 5 has presented Teacher, Teacher, written by Ian Martin, based on an original idea by Helen DelVal, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Bryna Rayburn, Ralph Camargo, Evelyn Juster, William Griffiths, Peter Fernandez, and Peter Rattray. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Furman.